Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of Quick Take Ohio, a pre-recorded podcast highlighting news in Ohio that impacts juvenile justice. In 2010, Ohio was selected by the Annie Casey Foundation to be part of the Juvenile Detention Alternative Initiative, known as JDAI. Today, Angela Chang, a staff attorney at the Children's Law Center and provider of technical assistance to public defenders involved in Ohio's JDAI effort, joins us to provide an update on how Ohio is doing in its implementation. Welcome, Angela.
Thanks, Lauren, for having me.
Sure. So what is JDAI and what is the problem it's trying to address?
Sure. JDAI is a comprehensive strategy developed by the Annie E. Casey Foundation to address the overuse of secure detention. So basically, JDAI is looking at reducing detention admissions without compromising public safety. And the objectives are to eliminate inappropriate and unnecessary use of secure detention, minimize rearrest and failure to appear rates pending adjudication, ensure appropriate conditions of confinement in secure facilities, and also to redirect public finances to sustain successful reforms.
So currently there are 5 counties in Ohio, Cuyahoga, Franklin, Lucas, Montgomery, and Summit, that are formally implementing JDAI. And this means that they attend technical assistance trainings and organize around 8 core strategies. What are these strategies?
So the JDAI 8 core strategies, which are developed to work together, and if they're applied together, they can achieve really great results. And the 8 strategies are collaboration, use of accurate data, objective admissions criteria, alternatives to detention, case processing reforms, reducing the use of confinement for special cases, deliberate commitment to reducing racial disparities, and improving conditions of confinement.
And maybe to provide more context about these strategies, can you share a few examples of what's been accomplished in Ohio under a few of them?
Sure. So some of the good examples of effective use of these strategies are, for instance, collaboration. Franklin County, for example, brought together their JDAI team to conduct research, and they published a report highlighting the school-to-prison pipeline for youth in the city of Columbus, and it actually led to them working very closely with the school systems that were involved, and they ended up developing a memorandum of understanding that crafted, basically clarified the roles of school resource officers in the juvenile detention center and provided a lot of training to school officials and law enforcement, and really resulted in a better understanding of how youth can be dealt with for behavioral issues without always bringing them to the front doors of the detention center. Another great example of successful use of a core strategy is the alternative to detention, which is part of the JDAI name. Summit County, for example, found that a large number of the youth that they were holding in their detention center were charged with domestic violence and sometimes were not necessarily high-risk youth, but just couldn't go home because it was related to someone at home. And so they actually partnered with a non-secure residential facility for youth charged with domestic violence and were able to divert a lot of youth out of the detention center and into a non-secure setting until things at home could be figured out. In addition, Montgomery County did a great job at looking at special cases and reducing use of confinement. They actually found through the data they collected in their JDAI reform process that a lot of their youth in detention were being detained on warrants for failures to appear and violation of court orders. And so they actually created a special summons alternative and a 2-tier warrant process, and that decreased the youth detained for those types of incidents by 32% for violation of court orders, and also decreased their failures to appear by 35%. And finally, another example would be the improving conditions of confinement strategy. Cuyahoga County actually held a or hosted a JDAI facility self-assessment training for all five counties, and it looked at ways that counties could do a self-assessment of their detention center and bring in community members to do this and identify ways that the detention facilities could be improved and just made a better situation for youth that are being held there. So as a result, Lucas County and Summit County both were able to adjust a lot of the educational staffing services and the educational services themselves and making sure that kids were getting quality service and also mental health treatment in their facilities.
Well, just for a few years, that sounds like a lot to be accomplished.
Yes.
I read from 2009 to 2011, these five counties have reported that overall detention admissions have been reduced by 18% and 15% for youth of color. So are these data findings and strides that you were just talking about in Ohio consistent with other JDAI jurisdictions across the country?
Yes, they are. They're very consistent. And I think that jurisdictions are finding that even by just thinking about the reasons that they detain youth, that their numbers start to go down, and then employing these eight core strategies really just bring the adults to the table that are in charge of making those detention decisions and really thinking through the way that they do business and doing it better for kids.
So what do you find most exciting about the progress to date?
Well, I think that the most exciting thing about the progress is it's really setting a system for juvenile courts to bring all the important parties together, and that it's really changing the way that juvenile courts and all the stakeholders in the court and the way that they look at detention, and ultimately is just going to bring great results for youth and looking at promising practices and focusing on things that work. And so it brings together all the separate little silos of the community to look in a concentrated way at detention.
And, you know, we've been talking about all the positive things. What challenges remain?
Challenges that always are there, especially in the juvenile justice system, are certainly finding funding and resources to develop programs and alternatives to detention. In order to reduce the detention of youth, there also has to be other options for them in the community. And so that certainly is one of them, though our counties are doing a great job in trying to work with local organizations to do that. But that certainly is one of the challenges. And another challenge is that things change in juvenile court sometimes rather quickly, either through leadership or change in the folks that are doing the work. And so I think another challenge is to keep continuing this work even and creating a foundation for detention reform that can withstand changes in the system.
And what's your vision for Ohio around detention reform, let's say, like 2 years from now? Where do you hope Ohio is?
Well, Ohio is selected as a state site, and so really, while the five biggest counties, some of the five of the biggest counties in Ohio, are now engaged in JDAI, the vision is that Ohio would eventually expand, and that JDAI would not be just for the big counties, but that it would also expand to another cohort of counties, and then continue to spread until hopefully every county in Ohio is doing JDAI.
Angela, thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And for more information about JDAI, you can go to jdaihelpdesk.org or visit the Children's Law Center's website at childrenslawky.org. And we will see you here again on the next edition of Quick Take Ohio.